will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble wobble wibble wobble jelly on a plate.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it.
Now, we had a story this week that said that 44% of us think the news is too negative. We're losing interest in politics. We have decided in the Friday quiz, throw out the politics. No more of that. We're going to go a bit more for a sort of a totes random pub quiz, general knowledge kind of thing. Joining me to fulfill this dream is Bec Petratus. She is a comedian and the co-host of The Feed on SBS Viceland, Jan Fran. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
No, oh, well done.
I'm so excited to dive into general knowledge.
Thank you, Bec. Well, you should be. There are no buzzers. I decide the points. It's really simple, really.
Love it.
And there's no prize.
No, it's just the glory. We're both here for the glory, right?
Jan, it is the glory.
Yes. And also, I want to do my mum prayer. I've decided this is for my mum. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to lose. Oh, no. Sorry, mum.
Oh, okay. You jinxed yourself.
Round one, moon landing anniversary. There's something about years ending with a nine. Big things happen. Now, this is knowledge about major anniversaries this year, 2019 after all. Bec, July 20 this year marks the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, unless, of course, you're one of the pizza guy in the back wall theorists. Multiple choice. What Apollo mission landed men on the moon for the first time in 1969? Was it Apollo 10, Apollo 11, Apollo 12, or Apollo 13?
Ooh, I'm great at numbers, so this is a great question for me. B, is it Apollo 11?
So right. Jan, thanks in part to the movie The Dish, the Parkes Radio Telescope scores most of the glory when it comes to Australia's role in the moon landing. Another tracking station, however, it's a bit close to Canberra, often gets neglected, but it was there. In fact, it beamed up the first 8 minutes of Neil Armstrong's moon steps. Multiple choice. Was it located at Honeymoon Creek, Honeysuckle Creek, Honeycomb Creek, or Honey Badgeries Creek?
I had no idea that any of those places existed or are in fact real places.
Good start.
That's a great start for me. I am going to go C. Let's do that.
Honeycomb Creek.
Honeycomb. Well,
I want to go
others
there.
Sounded, they all sounded ridiculous, Jonathan. Come on.
The true answer, and I say this as a proud Canberran, is Honeysuckle Creek.
There you go.
bonus question here. Let's hear from Neil.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And we could soon be hearing that's one small step for a person because what deadline, and this is to both of you, has NASA, hands on buzzers please, has NASA set to land the first woman on the moon?
Is it 20?
Yes.
You know, that's the noise that you make.
Is it 2020.
No. You're both wrong.
Well, I think they should do it sooner.
2024. Points as we enter round two.
So close.
Bec one, Jan none.
Bec, can I get half a point for getting close to 2024? How do we feel about that?
That's terrible. Sticking with the anniversary's theme, the resignation of Theresa May, the second female Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, comes 40 years after the UK's first woman Prime Minister took the role in 1979. True or false, Margaret Thatcher was a Labour Prime Minister?
False.
Is this for both
of us? That's for Bec.
Well, false. That's coming from nowhere.
Yeah. Damn right.
I feel like we should probably share that. I'm sorry.
let's hear the woman.
Well, Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, that's not her.
The Conservatives will have a decisive majority in the new Parliament.
I know full well the responsibilities that await me as I enter the door of number 10, and I'll strive unceasingly to try to fulfil the trust and confidence that the British people have placed in me and the things in which I believe.
How good are the boos?
Oh, no.
Jan?
Did I just kick an own goal?
Yeah, you went all Matildas on us.
Oh, no.
suck on that, in the words
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jan, in November 2019, the world will celebrate 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. True or false, Jan, Germany was unified in 1989 as well.
False. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. I'm thinking it would take some time to get unified.
It took, in fact, another year.
Yeah.
So as we head into the celebrated round that is round three, Beck is on two, Jan is on one. Now, there's some audio clues in this as well. Beck, who is this resigning from his historic role in 1999?
To the extent that I've been able to take our country forward to this new era, it is because I am the product of the people of the world who have cherished the vision of a better life for all people.
I actually think I might know this.
Go.
Is it Nelson Mandela? Dang.
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh. Well, that was a roller coaster of emotions. I love that.
Jan, Beck's been through hell. Jan, who's promising not to be a spoiler, a wrecker or a sniper after losing the opposition leadership in 1989?
The conduct that I will be judged on is my conduct over the weeks and months ahead. I don't look back in either anger or bitterness about the last 3.5 years. I look back with pride.
Jan?
That's Johnny H, mate.
Hey!
All right. I'd know that voice anywhere.
That's right.
See it into my brain.
I can hear the eyebrows.
It's getting closer. Beck, three, Jan, two, round four, musical anniversaries. Beck, back in January, the world marked 50 years since the last public performance of which band in 1969? And what was notable about where they played? Let's listen to the music.
Oh, good. Don't
let me down. Oh, that's the answer. There you go, Beck. That was a good clue.
Well,
yes.
Is it the Beatles?
Yay.
Yes. Okay. And were they?
Go on. Where were they?
This is
fundamental,
you know,
to
that,
the answer.
You know that pub knowledge that comes from a Simpsons reference?
Yeah.
Is it? Were they on a rooftop?
Oh, how good! Rooftop of Apple Corps.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have got that. I would
Central
have been like
London. Beautifully done.
Moe's Pub.
Jan. 20 years since which group released their 1999 breakthrough second album, The Writings on the Wall? I guess I've got to give you a
You've got to
bit
give me
a
I feel like this is fair.
Here we
say
go.
My love, say my name.
Oh.
That's enough.
Oh.
Thank you.
Say my name. Hey, that's
yes.
Destiny's Child.
Thank you very much.
Do you want me to sing the whole song right now? Because I can.
Can we do that after seven? Round five, women's football. Now, let's get this is uplifting, an uplifting banger of an anthem recently produced for the Matildas. This is our shot, all that we got, and we'll take it. Now, this morning, the Matildas triumphant again against Brazil. Suck on that. The world is celebrating women's soccer at the World Cup. And here's a little history test on that theme. Beck, in England, around the First World War into the 1920s, women's football was more popular than men's football. Is that true or false? It's one or the other.
Well, the woman in me, which is me, wants to say, but I'm going to say false.
A traitor to your gender and to the truth.
What have I done?
Jan.
Yes.
True or false question for you too. Women's football declined in popularity in England because it was effectively banned by the Football Association. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Oh! You're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you...
I have some exciting news as we head towards round six, that cliffhanger that is round six. Here are the points. Beck, you're on four.
Ooh.
Jan,
ooh.
You're on four. Beck's mum, you're unconscious.
Why can't mum?
Come on, mum, you can do this.
Come on.
Are we ready for this? Round
Let's
six.
Let's do it. I am so ready. I'm
okay.
So ready for this right now.
Okay.
I'm not ready, but time permits.
Well, I mean, exactly how ready are both of you?
four.
Oh, I'm like 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10
ready.
Jan.
Yeah, born
probably,
ready.
Probably three.
All right.
But let's see how we go.
Okay, okay. Beck?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Let's go to a little bit of recent history from last Monday. All but two Australian jurisdictions marked the Queen's birthday public holiday.
Mm.
Name two states, in fact, the two states, that went to work instead.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want to say, ooh,
No.
Let's say,
is not a state of the Commonwealth.
I mean, all it of the noises be. In there, you could have found some letters that formed some states. Is South Australia one of them?
Ooh. No. You got one remaining
one more chance
to pluck something from this disaster.
Oh my goodness. let's go with WA. So
yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, we'll give you 1 point for that, I think. Yeah, because the other one, yeah, so there's one. Beck 5, Jan 4, final question. Jan.
Yeah.
Queensland. Yes, joined WA, going rogue on the Queen's birthday long weekend. That date moves around in both states, occasionally landing on the same day. The question is this: on the cusp of which 2 months do those dates that move around usually fall?
One of them is June. Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you got another 11 months to choose from here, and one of them might be right. Come on. Name another month.
So it's not June, July?
Oh,
come on.
What?
When was the Queen's birthday? When is she born?
Well, that happens to be the final question, and this is to both of you with Beck on 5 and Jan on 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Jan, you can tie. What is, hands on buzzers, Queen Elizabeth's real birthday?
Oh, yep.
Like you want the actual date of the
year? Yes, I do.
This is...
And we have 40 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I wouldn't question the... She can pick whatever birthday she wants. I reckon it moves.
32 seconds.
14th of October, 19...
No. No, so wrong. No. Yeah, do you want to have a crack at that, Beck?
Oh, nah.
It's April 21, 1926, as any loyal citizen of the Commonwealth would know.
Oh, dear.
Not a loyal citizen of the Commonwealth, mate.
Our thanks to Beck Petraitis, comedian, co-host of The Feed on SBS Viceland, Jan Fran. This is Drive. It's news time.